Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. Hello and welcome. This is another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Fox, and today with me is Jane. And Jane is an intuitive development life coach, Reiki master and teacher, and mother of two boys. She helps assist people in confidently connecting with their own energy, intuition, potential, and purpose so they can live a more successful life attuned to their destiny. Welcome to the show, Jane. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
I'm so excited.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. So I first of all, I'm just like over the moon right now. Obviously, if you're live with us on Facebook in the Soulful Wildflowers community, we are going to talk about animal totem guides with Jane. And I'm stoked because I'm an animal lover. I actually used to work in a vet clinic many moons ago now. I have four cats, one dog currently. I would love to have more things with feathers and furs and things like that. But, you know, my husband reins me in sometimes. So I'm just really excited for this conversation. But before we get started, Jane, I would love to learn a little bit more about you and, you know, how you got into, you know, Reiki and animal totems and just spirituality in general. What was your journey and how did you get to where you are today?
Well, I first would like to say that I think it's very interesting that you were a vet tech or worked at a veterinary clinic before as well. So the job I had right before the current one that I have, I was working as a vet tech.
Oh, so no way. I just got goosebumps.
We do have that love for animals, don't we?
Very cool.
And that's a very cool connection that I didn't know about you until just now.
Yeah. And so, I do, I've got a lot of, you know, vet tech, veterinarian field, folks floating around in my, my circle. So I love that cool. We can connect on that level.
Very cool. So, it's really hard to say where it all started with me. As far as my intuition, I was very drawn to it and it came to me at a very early age. Usually I was about 6 or 7 years old. I started having really vivid dreams and, seeing energy and stuff. So, you know, nobody could really explain to me what was going on, but I was like, obviously that struck my curiosity since then. And I had been drawn towards the spiritual. Now, I came from a very religious spiritual background. So, you know, I always kind of, I was directed in that direction until I was old enough to kind of go in my own direction. And then in middle school, I started reading lots of books on channeling and energy and astral projection. I had a lot of spontaneous stuff happen to me, that I couldn't explain. And my parents couldn't explain. So I started to seek out, you know, knowledge and wisdom through books and things like that. So it wasn't though until, you know, I got on my own. I was in my adult life, and I was wondering how I was going to kind of use energy or learn about it and use it as a skill. When I graduated high school, I started my massage therapy certification and became, you know, I wanted to professionally be a healer, use these gifts. I wanted to venture out to the Eastern modalities and learn all of this, like alternative medicine, holistic health. Like, you know, I felt that there was something about that. If it was such an ancient technique and modern medicine is just so popular now, I wanted to learn how to go back, I think, to the roots and learn what we've been doing for centuries. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that was really like my quest. I just started that, and I've been in a healer for over 20 years now. And of course, on that journey of being a professional healer, you always want to expand and learn more, get more certifications. Absolutely. So I learned Reiki. I know Sekhmet Reiki and quantum Reiki and crystal Reiki and, you know, anything I can get my hands on with energy.
Yeah, that's cool.
So also, you know, just life experience, learning more about the animals and how spirit guides and animal totems and things like that, you know, on my journey, all these things started popping up as well. And then of course, symbology and interpretation and learning how to understand.
All a part of the intuition journey.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on. So that's really how I got into this. And I just dived real deep into understanding it because, you know, I wanted to understand what was being told to me, what direction I was being guided in, or how I could use that into my daily life to really follow my path and find my destiny. You know, that's always everyone's quest is,
what's my
really
purpose?
What's my in purpose? Their purpose.
yeah. That's the number one question. Yeah.
Why are we here? So that's what got me into the symbolism and interpretation of, you know, animal energy and energies. So
it's so interesting. The more people that I interview in this community, the more I realize is that a lot of us come from like this caretaker role, like the positions that we've been in previously. The vet tech, you're caring for animals, nurses. I've met so many nurses whose intuition is through the roof. And it's so interesting to me that you have this urge, this need to heal, and you're kind of forced into these more traditional options such as nursing and healthcare, I guess, and yeah. Things like that, you know, animal care. Childcare or caring for the elderly or, you know, just that caretaker role. I've noticed so many healers kind of start off there and go, well, what else is there? Like there's more than this. I know there's more. So I love that was part of your journey is, you know, seeking answers and, just kind of following your intuition, your gut to guide you to the next thing. Right.
Yes. Yeah, I love that you say that we all kind of start out with a caretaker role. You know, when I was 18, I didn't know what was going to happen, you know, what I was going to find out. But then going about it, the professional avenue, like you said, or the professional route or the nursing and mm-hmm. all that. It's like we're still learning. We still learn so much that we might not even be consciously aware of at that time. That was part of our lesson and like something we needed to know to expand into what you know, we're going into
like almost a foundational step to get you to the next step.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that with massage therapy, it would open up my, like clairsentient, you know, my mm-hmm. feelings, like my stronger, that's what awoke my energy, I think. And the Reiki thing, I started to sense and feel much more strongly, because of that. And I didn't expect that to happen. So we all start somewhere. And
yeah, very cool. Yeah. And it's interesting because now that I'm thinking that we're having this conversation, I'm thinking about it, just from working in the veterinary industry and being in that hospital setting, all of the coworkers and the generally women that I've worked with kind of have that, like, you, it's almost part of you, like that intuition of like knowing how to care for the pet when they come in, like being guided to what they need, because with pets particularly, like they can't voice what they need. They have no means to communicate to you. So they have to communicate in a different way, which would be through feelings or, you know, thoughts. And so it's interesting now that I'm thinking about this, just how deeply intuitive most people are who are working in that industry or just working with animals in general. I mean, you really have to be cognizant of the animal's body language and just the subtleties. I think, you know, there's that, I don't know if it's a saying or an example, but, you know, generally when you lose one of your senses, so if you lose your eyesight, for example, your other senses become more heightened because you don't have, you know, they have to make up for what you don't have. And it's like with the pets, you know, you can't verbally communicate. Voice is not an option. So then you have to use your sixth sense. That's going to heighten in order for you to properly communicate. So it's just, this is just kind of like popping in like, oh, wow. Like this, you know, connecting the dots here. So that's fun.
Yeah. And that's another thing with animals. I want to say they're kind of like earth angels, right? They are closer to that spirit realm, and the way that they do speak to us, like you said, or how we pick up what they need or their needs, it is a different level. It's more on an energetic or telepathy level. And they are so naturally already in that space. And I think that they kind of pull you into that space when you're really dedicated to paying attention, like especially if they're coming in wounded or injured, your whole focus is on that animal and paying attention to all the signs that it's giving.
So
they are just so naturally already on that level. So I love that. I love that they help us.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, there's such a mutual energy exchange there, I think. You know, I mean, for me personally, somebody who deals with anxiety and depression, my animals, like I have a cat, his name is Hunter, and like he's my little dude. And before him, I had a cat for almost 20 years. And like through my teens and 20s, like she was my spirit animal. Like I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind. Like she knew anytime that I was having a depressive episode and would like literally rub up against me. And it's almost like they're sending you their calm energy and that, you know, they're taking care of you in a way. And then in return, you take care of them. So I love that mutual existence that we have, we're live in the Facebook group and Lindsay says, that's such a cool insight about using your sixth sense because you can't communicate needs verbally with them. So thank you, Lindsay, for joining in the conversation.
Yeah. Lindsay is right on. I love that you have a cat. I'm a cat person, but I think cats are all animals are so intuitive, but I think cats are definitely one of the highest intuitive like see the spirit realm kind of thing. You know, in Egypt, they were like worshipped and everything because they were like protectors. They kill all the bugs and keep areas, I believe. Yeah, rodents, they keep everything physically clear, but also energetically clear. And
I love that.
Yeah, they do because they see the energy of the space. And it's been known that, or it's been told that, like when they purr on you and they're going in different spots of your body, or they lay on your lap, or you know how sometimes they go on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And that their vibrations of the purring is them actually vibrationally healing you. So they're like attuning.
So cool.
Yeah, they're attuning you to whatever energy you need.
So that's crazy.
I think that's really cool.
My kitten, he's a kitten. We actually found him in one of our farm trucks. So we rescued him. He, scrawny little thing. I mean, he was definitely a runt, and I don't think he had a brother as well that, I don't think he was able to get, you know, like the brother was definitely getting more nutrients than he was. So we rescued him. And it's so funny because he climbs on my shoulders all the time and purrs and rubs up against my face, like all the time. So that's really cool. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, maybe because you're holding a lot of responsibility in your shoulders. You know, you have a lot of responsibilities as a parent and things. And so, that's where you need your clearing.
I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah, so definitely.
I know we're talking about physical animals that are, you know, animal companions that are here physically with us, but I'd love to jump over to animal totems. So, you know, can you tell us, like, what do you consider an animal totem or an animal guide for those who may be new to the concept or, you know, not quite sure what it is?
So I do believe that you can have physical, visual animals come into your life or your space. And that can represent a totem that's usually like a temporary totem or just trying to get your attention for messages. So that'd be one specific type. And then I do believe that there's, like you said, the spirit animal totems, and there's two different kinds of kind of the spirit totems. There's going to be one, I believe, kind of like our main spirit guide that we are born with. We have like one animal totem that's there with us from life to death, kind of like it's more of our signature energy. Mm-hmm. Or a signature, like strength, courage, you know, wisdom, whatever, a signature assistance that we need in this lifetime. So whatever our mission is, it's like that specific animal is there to assist us with whatever that is that we need. So usually our life will have a theme or something like that where, it will be a specific kind of animal. Then, other than one that is like our regular spirit guide with us the whole life, I believe that there's ones that come in and out. So different phases of our life, like just like angels or spirit or like secondary spirit guides, whatever we're facing at a certain time, whatever specific energy we need help with a specific task, they'll like kind of flock in and do a job, and then they'll go, you know, help the next person. So that's really cool with the spiritual like animal totems. You can be meeting, you know, two different kinds there. And then for those of you, I'm sure you all have heard of animal totems. right?
I hope so.
Yeah. If you're on this page, but so the benefits of having an animal totem with you for life or popping in is they, just like angels, they give you guidance, they send messages, they can give you wisdom in a certain situation that you might feel clouded and, you know, you need to kind of get past. So you're really, it's like you're kind of tuning into your own intuition, but via this assistance, this energy assistance that's coming in, so you can get kind of past that, any frustration in a situation. Certain animals will have specific like healing assistance, like their main purpose is for healing. And like, we all know that, you know, that on the, one of the main medical symbols, you have that snake, the snake mm-hmm. that goes on that. So snakes are like very well known for somehow for like extracting venom. Like, I know they're venomous sometimes, but extracting, and they're known for healing. And I don't know why snakes are known for healing, but yeah. So
it's like the animal totem that you have at any given time. Would you say that the animal itself, whatever characteristics are commonly associated with that animal, is probably the messaging that it's trying to relay to you? So maybe trying to say, like, a tiger is fierce or a lion is proud, like those adjectives and characteristics that you normally associate with that particular animal or species is generally what the message is, what it's trying to remind you to be fierce or to be proud of yourself or stand in your truth or whatever that messaging is. But would you say it generally correlates with how the animal behaves in its like natural state?
Yes, absolutely. And we have kind of a universal understanding of certain definitions of animals too, which is so helpful. And you see that a lot in life. But again, when in doubt, yeah, you go with like, what is its natural state? What are the characteristics, or how can we define that animal, or how can I define it? And then that's kind of the message behind that energy that's coming to help or guide you or heal you or protect you. So yeah, it's
my little buddy here. This is Hunter.
Hi.
So
he's
coming
Hunter.
To say hello.
See? He's like, wait now.
What
I have to make my
me?
Appearance. Yeah. I heard you talking about me.
That is a little bit so of a show cool. off. No big deal.
Aww. Well, mine will usually come. I've got like a Siamese mix. And mine will usually come when I'm talking about good vibes stuff. So we'll see.
That's really interesting that you say, you bring up Siamese. So obviously, you know, it's not just the species, which species means just cat, right? Like feline would be a species, but it's also the breed even. Like you can, when you're talking about animal totems, so yeah. Maybe you see them in a dream or you actually see an animal physically out in nature, but it can get as specific as the breed. So, you know, example of a Siamese, they're very chatty. They're very vocal.
Yes.
They make a lot of noise. Yes. So that could be the messaging there could be to use your voice, to speak up, that there's a situation that you're going through where, you know, you need to be more vocal. So that's, I love that you brought that up because it triggered that thought that it's just like the big cat family, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, tigers, lions, panthers, yes, they're very similar, but at the same time, they have very unique characteristics where, again, that lion being proud, a panther might be more like stealth and like, mm-hmm. you know, use caution.
You already know.
I'm just reading your mind now. No big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. That's so cool.
Absolutely. You've got the animal in general, or that, like you said, the whole tribe, but each one has a different like specific energy. And then, you know, yeah, and you keep going deeper and deeper. And that's so cool. You're right on. You're absolutely right on.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I know we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of the common animal totems, like the more popular ones. And Lindsay says that the owl has always been a signature totem for her. So I love to talk about that. But before we get there, I would love to also talk about, you know, how would somebody know that they're working with an animal totem, or how can they work with an animal totem? I know we said like, you may see it in nature, like you may see a hawk in nature or a hawk multiple times where normally you don't see one. So can you share a couple of things that you've noticed that how people may generally work with them?
Yeah, so they have a couple different ways of popping in. Definitely the real physical ones, like we've been kind of talking about, or cats and things like that, or birds that fly by your window. Have you ever had that bird that like hits your window?
Yeah.
That like runs into your, and you can't ignore it.
Like you weren't listening earlier. So let me be louder. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a sign. So outdoors, real life, nature, that's a huge way that animals can get our attention. And spirit animals, they use the vehicle of real animals. Spirit animals also come through dreams. So if you're a very vivid dreamer, or even not a vivid dreamer, but you have a strong memory of a specific dream, there's an animal in it, that's a sign. You're going to want to pay attention. Meditation. Mm. A lot of times you're not even thinking about meeting your animal guide, but an animal will pop in. So I would pay attention to that. And then there are meditations where you can consciously choose, I'm going to specifically meet my animal totem. You know, like this is what I want to do. So, so meditation or shamanic journeys are a good way to get in touch with that energy. Mm. And then signs. So signs to me are like, it doesn't have to be a physical animal, but it's something that like we talked about the medical sign that has the snake. Mm-hmm. Say you're out and about in life and you keep seeing like these symbolic images of animals, maybe in a logo, but it's the same animal in different places, or you've watched a couple movies over the span of a month, but every single, you never noticed it before, but now you're starting to notice it's like the same animal in every movie, you know, in the background. Yeah. And that grabs your attention.
That's a great example.
So mm-hmm. I love movies. I love it. I mean, if, you know, spirit can speak through, there's messages in all of that, because that's in our life, that's in our atmosphere, and spirit will use any way necessary to get in touch with us, like to get to us, so, and communicate. So you never, never push away any idea. If, you know, if it's coming to you, it's coming to you for a reason, you know?
I love that.
So be open. And then yeah. Visions. So like lastly, daydreams, random thoughts. Visions would go similar with meditation, but not so premeditated. You know, mm-hmm. It's just kind of, it'll just pop in and you'll see it. So that's very intuitive. Yeah.
So that's interesting that you say, you know, you use visions like the daydreaming, because I'm very visual, clairvoyant. Visions is like, it's like flashcards in my head. Yeah. All day long. So that's really cool to think about, you know. I mean, usually for me, I'm thinking like dreams or more visceral, but even the daydreams, I can definitely yeah. see that. And I also, you know, I'd love to get your thoughts. Like, what do you think about mythical creatures as animal totems. So dragons, oh, yeah. unicorns,
yes.
You know, I can't think of anything else, but
absolutely. That holds an energy. And I would like to say, I have no evidence for this, but they are real creatures. They are just living in a different dimension. So I feel
yeah.
they are out there.
This is why you're my people.
Mermaids, yeah, mermaids, unicorns, dragons, fairies, all of that. I really do believe that they're like in the ether or in a different level dimension, kind of maybe even still here on Earth. Just living in a different
physically,
energy
field. We can't physically yeah. see them with our eyes.
Yeah. And so absolutely, I think people have maybe had visions and seen, you know, these animals at some point or somehow. And that's kind of where the legends and things come from. But, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The dragon is like a huge ancient totem I've actually known people that have had a dragon as their lifelong totem. So it's definitely.
And what would the dragon, now I'm just totally curious, what would the dragon represent? Because I mean, they're so like, to me, I'm trying to think of like what characteristics pop to mind, but like intelligence, and they're just so big. Like, how can you not notice yeah. a dragon? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's not in a boastful way either. It's just like visibility almost, like
yeah.
being more visible.
I think they hold a very playful, magical energy. And in like an ancient wisdom, but I think yeah. of the movie Raya. Have you seen the movie Raya where there's
yet.
Actually, yeah, there was like a water dragon and there's like, you know, maybe they're elemental, just like that. So it's like an earth or plant dragon or, you know, so I think even dragons, like with the cats, they have different characters.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay also says luck. So dragons also yes. represent luck in a lot of cultures. That yes. that's very true. I love that.
So see, yeah, they have their own symbology. So
really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you said that with mythical creatures, because I wasn't even thinking of saying anything about that, but you are so right on.
Well, the dragon kept coming up, so I was like, okay.
it's like talk about me.
fine. You know, we just go with it. We don't run. I don't run the podcast. Something yeah. else does.
Yeah. The spirits are coming in.
They just do what they want. Yeah, I'm just the messenger.
That is awesome.
So let's talk about, okay, well, first off, before we talk about the popular animal totems, I have to share a dream that I had, and I'm talking like, I don't know, maybe late teens, early 20s, but it was one of those dreams. So first of all, I'm a very vivid dreamer. I've said that on podcast multiple times. Like, I dream some wonkadoodle dreams, like they're out there. I'm fairly confident there's a lot of astral traveling happening and yeah. that... or past life, like recognition, you know, anyway. So in this dream, I'm running through the forest and it's like just trees everywhere, green, like running through the forest. I turn into a bear and the bear is running. And then I turn into a panther, like a black panther. And
wow. Panther's running.
And then I turn into like what I would call a mountain lion. Like that would be like on the East Coast, like a smaller, you know, large cat, but like a smaller mountain lion. And sure. So growing up, my nickname was Care Bear. Yeah. I was born in 83. So that's when the Care Bears came. And mm-hmm. my dad, my whole life called me Bear. So like, and Mother Bear is like a very much like representation of my personality. So the bear for sure has been an animal totem of mine throughout like my whole life.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I was obsessed with tigers. Like tigers were like my thing. I just love them. And I was convinced I was going to work at a zoo to help tigers. I worked at a vet clinic, not a zoo. Yeah. So
it was close.
Now I work with really tiny tigers, but it's so interesting because that dream, even though it was like 20 years ago, it stuck with me. So it was so visceral and it stuck with me so deeply, that at the time, as my earpiece is falling out, at the time when I had the dream, I had not really dived into like spirituality yet. So I didn't really know about animal totems or anything like that. But once, like in my late 20s, when I started down that path, I was like, oh, well, this makes sense. So I just had to share that story because, again, you know, if like you were saying, Jane, earlier, dreams, meditation, whenever they're visiting you and like, you can feel it in your body when your body's like, there's something here. There's something for me to pay attention to. You know, that's a message for you. That's, you know, take Google, go to the Google,
yes,
if you must. And what are the characteristics of a dragon or a tiger or a bear, yes, you know, whatever it is. And you will be really surprised at how those characteristics can correspond to whatever, like you were saying earlier, trial or, you know, piece of your journey that you're on right now, that they can help you through that and kind of, just give you an idea of, oh, I need to be more vocal. This situation mm-hmm. at work where I'm conflicting with my boss, it yeah. is okay for me to use my voice. And it seems so minimal, but sometimes it's a huge help to be reassured that like what you're feeling and what you're thinking is okay. And you can move forward with that. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. And that you can move forward and have support. Know that,
yes,
that like having legions of angels got your back, you know, so they'll be helping you in that situation. It's kind of, it's a nice validation. Kind of gives you a little bit more confidence in your decision-making process, or like you said, moving forward, speaking your voice when you're afraid and knowing, well, okay, I'm not alone.
And I always love to say, you know, the more you pay attention to the signs, the more they will give them to you. So I think that's really important, is that, you know, when you start, Lindsay, for example, saying an owl has always been with her. Well, when you start recognizing that the owl is your totem and that when you see it, you know, it's a sign, well, they're going to mm-hmm. send you more signs and they're going to be like, oh my God, she's listening.
This is amazing. They know you're listening.
Let's do it. Let's communicate. So, you know, it's like you said, it's this feeling of comfort and of being totally supported on your path and helping you to take that next step. So really cool.
Yes. I love your dream, by the way. I mean, you had three huge power animals in one dream. Like, wow. You were really integrating a lot of energy at that time in your life. That is just so cool. And I'd like to say the reason it's stuck with you is that it was a deep spiritual, like there's different kinds of dreams. We could do a podcast on that.
I love dream interpretation. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Then we'll do that. There's like five main dreams that I talk about. And one of them, it's like that. There's the spiritual. And you went so deep into the spiritual. So it's like a part of your core. And you brought it to the consciousness. So there's no way you're forgetting it. It's like,
that's awesome.
The deepest dream that you could go.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So well, We will definitely have to have a follow-up on dreams, because I have a lot to share on dreams that we could go on multiple tangents. I love it.
But multiple.
Yeah. Like the symbolism there though, it's the same thing. Like once you start recognizing it and the patterns, you'll be like, oh, it's an owl. I need more wisdom, or, you know, whatever characteristic you associate with it, they'll start showing you the same symbol when you need that particular characteristic. So
you're going to build your own language. Yeah. Your own language system.
Yeah.
And I love how you offered, I tell people Google also, because I'm like, everyone has a phone nowadays.
Yeah.
Because my book, my animal books and stuff, it's at home, but say I'm out and I see something and it's at the forefront of my mind, I don't want to lose it or forget it. Yeah, I'll just Google it right then and there. And so I know in that moment that came to me or showed up, and it could just be a simple, I just want to know the symbology. What does this represent? You know, you just Google that and make it really simple. So that's a huge tool.
I think if you're worried about, you know, well, it's Google, there's millions of answers out there. Like you'll feel it in your body when it resonates with you and whatever that first thing you read, you're like, if you want to keep going, you're like, oh, then that probably wasn't it. But if by the third one, you read it and you're like, probably it.
Yeah. That makes sense with what's going on in my life. So it's like, it'll resonate and you'll know.
Absolutely. Awesome. So Jane, let's talk a little bit about the common animal totems. I know you had a list. I thought maybe we could go through maybe like two or three of them, depending on how much time we have. And obviously the owl was, I believe, was that on your list?
Yeah.
So maybe we could do that first for Lindsay if she's still with us.
Yes, Lindsay. So we're going to do the owl. So moving on to what they mean. I do have like five most common. And the owl is on the top of the list. Usually owls represent like the seer of wisdom, intuition. So they're kind of like the smarter, higher up their level of the birds. So you can even see it. You see that, the owls in cartoons and movies. And they're always, it's like the wise old owl of the forest is always giving the advice, you know? So that's the owl. If you have that as your animal totem or see that one in dreams. And then another popular one, well, I'm going to go with you now with the bear.
Yes.
So a bear is a huge popular one. And, it's usually dealing with strength. Bears are very strong, confidence. Bears, believe it or not, I think they were adopted a lot with the Native American as a healing animal. So you see a lot of the bear symbols and stuff with the Native American. It's because it was a huge totem for healing. And the bear is always about groundedness. So
I love that.
Very earthy. Yeah, very grounded. Mm-hmm. Another popular, I would say the wolf. I think especially with, like, you always hear werewolves the wolves and wolf sanctuaries and, you know, a lot of rescues and people, even in the physical world, people are in love with wolves.
They're like, so almost wolf, this like majestic urethral, you know, you can't quite touch them. Like they're just out of reach. So it's just like this need to be near them almost. It's interesting.
Yeah. They're very interesting. And what I love about the wolf is that it's a pack animal. So it's all about groups and social
community.
Yeah, it's a very strong. So, you know, you're definitely not a hermit if your totem animal is a wolf. but they're also, it's all about instincts and intelligence. They're very intelligent animals. So that those are beautiful qualities that a wolf represents. And that's even in Native American a lot too. I think the wolf.
Yeah.
So if I have time, I think I have time.
Yeah, go. Absolutely.
So we'll do another bird one, a hawk. For some reason, a lot of people see hawks a lot. And so the hawk will come up, and it's a very specific type of bird. So mm-hmm. it holds a specific energy. Again, with the being able to see really well, it's about focus, clear vision, and messages. So if the hawk comes, it's like, say, it would be a good validation for if you're not sure if you're getting an intuitive hit correctly, then you see a hawk, you're like, okay, wait, no, I am. It's clear. It's a clear vision. Like it's
I never thought of it that way before. Yeah.
I'm not going to doubt myself, because that's a sign, like I'm seeing it clearly, you know. It's very
hawk is one
clear
that,
messages.
Yeah, that's actually an animal that I see here. I mean, granted, I'm very fortunate. I live on a farm out in the middle of an agricultural reserve. Like we're in the middle of nowhere, right? I mean, we're close to the city, but I'm like an hour from Washington, D.C. I'm not that far. I'm not far from civilization, I promise. But and what's interesting about the hawk is that when I see it, like I see it. Like it's landing on top of my car, or it's sitting on a branch and I'm like taking a 60-second video of it. Like it's not like, you know, flying up in the air and I think it might be a hawk. Like it's very clearly a hawk.
You're like, wow.
And it's always in multiple sessions. Like it's usually not just I see it once. It's like I'll see it 3 days in a row. So that's now that I don't know why I never thought to look it up before. I knew focus. I've heard about like being focused, but like the messaging aspect of it, that's really fascinating. I love that.
Yeah. So if you're contemplating something that day and you're like, oh, wait, nope. Yeah. That's a clear
confirmation.
A clear confirmation of like, I'm on the right track.
Very cool.
And then foxes. Foxes are very popular. They're so cute. Discernment. Fast, agility, and again, smart. So
intelligence,
cunning, sly. So yeah, they all have, there's multiple meanings. All the animals have multiple meanings. So, and then this is mine. So I'll share mine. Mine at birth is the lion.
I love that.
I need strength, you know, that's what I need in life. I've, you know, gone through a lot of ups and downs and trials and tribulations. And it's like one thing that I've always needed to have my back is like strength of perseverance. Mm-hmm. So I've always had that kind of energy to help get me through things. And then usually when mine will switch up, it'll still be in the cat family. So I love how you mentioned that.
Big cats, yeah.
Yeah. I'll have the white tiger. I've had the panther come in dreams before, like a whole pack of panthers. And it was scary.
Because they're scary. Usually like solitary.
Intense.
Yeah. Again, I get goosebumps again.
Yeah. You don't know what they're thinking.
That's really cool. That's wild.
So, yeah.
Literally.
I'll have those pop in and out, and it'll change. It'll, you know, shape shift into different cats, but it's always been cats. So
that's really cool. I love that so
that's
much.
That's mine.
We actually have so much more in common than I knew, Jane.
I know.
We're talking about like working at the vet clinic and the cat totems, and that's really neat.
I'm so glad this brought us together on a deeper level. It has been so cool.
You know, and I do want to share, because a lot of what we're talking about are kind of more big, noticeable animals, right? But don't discount the little guys. Ants, you know, maybe maybe strength, like the ability to carry for long periods, or the organization, like insects and
serpents and
things. Yeah, absolutely.
Butterflies, dragonflies. They usually, when it's a past loved one, you know, they'll show up as those beautiful little flying winged insects. So, definitely.
So this is going to be weird to say. Mark has joined us. That's my brother. So it's weird to like say his name. But he's live with us on Facebook in the Soulful Wildflowers community group. And he says river otter, which that's just fascinating to me. What's your take on river otter? Like, what characteristics come up for you for that as a totem?
I think I've looked up, I don't know if it was otter or beaver, but they're very good about building and like, what is it? Getting supplies. So they're very thrifty. And then, yes, they're amazing builders and creators. And again, like the ants, they're very good at handling things that are stronger than them, holding more of their own weight kind of thing. So they're very, very strong. I think that it's a family-oriented animal.
That's what I was picking up as well. Like immediately that with the family aspect came.
Yeah.
And so I think like nurturing. They hold hands when they sleep or something, and they float and hold hands, don't they? They're very family-oriented.
Yeah, that's what I get. Yeah, family and nurturing and nesting. So yeah,
beautiful. I love that. Yeah, I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, that's a unique one. That's very cool. But see, just like you said, anything. Yeah,
even anything the mythical ones. Yes. Don't forget the mythical ones. Very cool.
Yes.
Well, Jane, this has been an awesome conversation. I would love to have you on the show again. We'll definitely have to talk about dreams because that's going to be awesome.
Oh yeah.
But can you tell everybody, you know, where can they find you, where they can, you know, find your work? Are you on social media? How can they follow you and get to know you a little better?
All right. So I'm on Facebook at Jane Yvonne Bunker. Also my website, Jane Yvonne Bunker. I make it real simple. you can, find a lot of inspirational quotes on my group page, Spiritual Warriors, and I'll talk a lot about symbology there. And then I am on Instagram at Jane Yvonne Bunker. So
consistency.
Again, yes, I'll try to simplify it. I forget my own password sometimes. So I try to make all my passwords the same.
Now, I work in IT, and as somebody who has to be concerned about security, I will say, don't do that.
I know you're not supposed to, but I literally will forget, and I'll have to get those email, like redo them.
Reset
every time.
Your password. So, yeah.
That's I'll do variations, but it's the same. Yeah. I've said too much.
Well,
I'll just
Jane,
stop myself right there.
This has been an absolute pleasure, and I will we'll connect after this, and I'll get your information. We'll put it in the show notes so folks, if they want to connect with you, they can reach you there. But this has been amazing. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you hopefully soon, and we'll do this again.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jane. Have a great night.
Have a great night.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.